If you're in ISO, the biggest show getting around, the most popular in the country at the moment, is streaming on Netflix. It's called Tiger King. Now, it is about a man or various people who live in the US and have tiger sanctuaries. Now, Joe, the alleged Tiger King, it's not giving anything away. He's ended up in a spot of bother. He's actually in jail at the moment. But the story is the six episodes cover the whole scenario, how these communities are interconnected. Here's a little grab of what goes on.
My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of bum Oklahoma who owned 1,200 tigers and lions and bears and
come here, love me.
Matt spoken, good looking, love to party and have fun.
I don't think we're done blowing today.
I don't figure you are.
Oh, this show's the best.
This is incredible. It captures you. And we are now joined all the way from Charleston, South Carolina. One of the people who features in this show is a big part of it, big part of the tiger, the big cat community over there in the States. Doc Antle, welcome to the show, Doc.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Now, Doc, are you surprised that now that the show's been released, how big it's blown up around the world?
I think it's, you know, partly because we're all locked inside and we've got nothing to do, and there's this incredible story of murder, mayhem, and madness that you can tune into for seven episodes, and it's kind of an escape from reality. You know, main thing to remember about this show is it is not a documentary. It is a sensational ride down the director's story path, but it is outrageous and unique.
Well, it is, Doc, and it takes you on this, as you said, murder, mayhem, madness. Now, when you say it's not a documentary, because I'll be honest, a lot of us are watching it as a documentary, what parts aren't real? What wasn't true, a true reflection?
The director created a story by coming and speaking to the various entities and telling all of them a completely different tale of what he was pursuing and what kind of story he was trying to write to try and gain access to different aspects of their lives and activities and what they had to say about each other, and just kind of made it a war that went on. Mostly, it's Carol Baskin, the wild child of Big Cat Rescue, and Joe Exotic, you know, the guy who's kind of seems off his rocker, living in his own universe there of GW Exotics in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma.
Now, mate, Joe was married to two men, and you've got about four wives. How does that happen?
I mean, I had 9, 12, 4, all the numbers quit flipping around. Look, 25 years ago, my wife died in a car crash, and my two oldest kids came from her. That's the last time I was married. I am a guy who does date. I live alone in a house. I've had girlfriends throughout my life. I've got a few now. They certainly know about each other, but I am by no means married to anybody. I certainly don't have a harem that they're kind of suggesting. This is all just some kind of wild mess.
Player.
Doc, I've got to ask you, even we talk about Joe Exotic's setup and the fact that he's married to these two guys, and then it got revealed through the documentary that they're actually straight, but they married Doc because they want access to the big cats. Is that the way you saw it too? Is that what it takes?
Well, first of all, you said they married Doc. Wow, I hope not.
Oh, no, Joe, sorry.
I'm definitely married Joe.
There you go.
Yep.
Come on. How straight can you be to roll yourself up in bed with Joe Exotic? I mean, I think the line of straight got pretty crooked there.
Not as straight as they thought, perhaps. Yep. Okay.
I don't know that this is selling your soul to be involved in something if somehow you really aren't attracted in that capacity. I've met these guys, you know, I know them, but I don't have any kind of long friendship with them. I've seen them half a dozen times at conferences and been around them for different activities that happen around big cats. I mean, they seem a pretty gay lot. They do. You see these gentlemen and you don't look at them and go, oh, those are just regular old fellas. You look at them and say, those guys are swinging to the other side and purposefully acting like it. Who has permanent makeup on their face, eyeliner and, you know, diamonds in their teeth and the look? They're not rap stars. They are eccentric gay cowboys. That's a whole other universe.
Doc, do you know how Joe is going in jail? Does anyone have an update on how he is?
I've gotten some calls back and forth. His husband has texted me asking me how the series has gone and what's gone along.
How long is he going to be in jail for, Doc? Do you know?
He is supposed to be in for 22 years. You know, in the States, wow. 22 years doesn't mean that you stay that whole time. But I'm sure if it just flows, he's going to end up serving 50 to 70% of that. I know he's going for an appeal. Cardi B, the rap artist lady, she's got a GoFundMe page up for him, trying to raise money and get on the Free Joe bandwagon. Hashtag Free Joe is flowing across social media.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people, you know, waving a Joe flag. So maybe it'll get some attention. The show is certainly a monster of information flowing around the world.
Well, Doc, you definitely came out of it as the guy, the neutral factor, the neutral element in the middle. We loved being exposed to you. And just quickly on that, at the end of the day, who are you, Team Joe or Team Carol?
Oh, I mean, if I had to pick a team, it would never be Carol. Joe is a wild child that let himself get carried away with the ideas of fame and fortune. All he ever wanted to be famous was famous, and it seems like he got there now, you know, so it's in that capacity.
Well, Doc, thank you for your time on the hottest show in the world right now. Would Joe Exotic know, within prison, I don't know what his access is like to the internet, would he know he is probably now the most famous person on the planet? Would he know that right now?
He knows the premise, you know, but he's kind of in lockdown. I've heard that the memes are what he's getting, you know, so keep churning out those memes. The guards come up to him and kind of show him a cell phone now and then. And he's been able to see some of it, but he has not been able to watch the show. They've just been like showing him clips while the other guy's backs are turned.
So keep sending him memes in prison. Wow. There he is. So thank you, Doc Antle there. Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem and Madness. For those who haven't seen it, which would be very few people here in Australia, available to stream on Netflix.